USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again.
We took another step by raising our policy interest rate a quarter percentage point.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on Wednesday, the Fed also no longer forecasting a U.S. recession this year.
The staff now has a noticeable slowdown in growth starting later this year in the forecast, but given the resilience of the economy recently, they are no longer forecasting a recession.
An Ohio canine officer is fired after his police dog attacked an unarmed black truck driver who had his hands up after a highway chase. Officials said former Circleville officer Ryan Speakman's termination is effective immediately. A use of force review board said Speakman's actions fell within department policy, but Circleville police elected to can him anyway. Congressional Republicans are blasting the head of Homeland Security for suggesting that his agency has operational control of the southern border.
I believe you want the American people to believe we have operational control of the border when we very clearly do not.
Texas's Chip Royce, he's one of a number of House Republicans who want to impeach Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A global organization is calling for a worldwide ban on cell phones in schools.
A report from the United Nations is warning against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I'm John Schaefer.
Artists from all across the music world paying tribute to the Irish singer Sinead O'Connor. Her death at the age of 56 was announced by her family Wednesday. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A data breach impacting Florida hospitals could be linked to Russian gang activity. Authorities say Johns Hopkins, All Children's, Tampa General, and HCA hospitals were attacked this month. The State Department's offering a $10 million reward for anyone with info about the Klopp ransomware group, who they believe is trying to steal personal information from the companies. The breach has exposed the names and social security numbers of more than 1 million people in Tampa. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey has been found not guilty of 9 sex offenses at a court in London. John Beaver says Spacey wept as the verdict was announced at the end of the 4-week trial.
Spacey thanked the jurors and said he was humbled by the verdict. The double Oscar winner was cleared of sexually assaulting 4 men between 2004 and 2013. Spacey said his accusers had been financially motivated, saying one had been after money, money, and then money. A number of accusations in both the US and the UK have been made against him, which led to the abrupt end of his acting career. John Bieber reporting.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is defending Florida's embattled black history standards for schools.
You now have people like Kamala Harris trying to perpetuate a hoax.
DeSantis says Florida is teaching all the history. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.